It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Well, the third and final presidential debate is now history, but the fact checkers are still busy. So much got said. Jim Tharp is back with us. He is the editor of PolitiFact Georgia, which you can catch in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and on myajc.com. Jim, welcome back.
Great to be here, Dennis.
All right, let's start with immigration, which was a big topic in this week's debate, starting with a claim from Hillary Clinton. And both of these candidates made claims about what the other one had said. She said that Donald Trump is still promising to get rid of every undocumented person in the country.
He said as recently as a few weeks ago in Phoenix that every undocumented person would be subject to deportation.
She was referring to an August 31 speech in Phoenix. There was a 10-point speech that Trump gave about immigration, and he made a number of sweeping points in this. In one point centered on the enforcement of all immigration laws, the Clinton campaign has highlighted this part of the speech to back up Clinton's debate comments. Now, Trump basically said this: anyone in the country illegally who wants lawful status has to go back home and apply for reentry. He also said those who came here illegally are subject to deportation. But Trump also said this, quote, "Then and only then will we be in a position to consider the appropriate disposition of those individuals who remain," end of quote.
Implying that maybe we won't get rid of them all, but he's not promising either way, really.
That's right. That suggests, again, keyword here suggests, he doesn't intend to literally deport every undocumented person in the country. Clinton's statement is accurate, but it needs some clarification, some additional information. She spun some things here. We rate it mostly true.
Now, Trump has said several different things about whether or not every undocumented person in the country would be sent home or sent away in some form or other. But this appears to be the latest one, I guess.
Right. And this is related to a specific soundbite and a specific speech that he gave August 31 in Phoenix, fairly recent.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump made some claims about Hillary Clinton and the border. He said that Hillary Clinton actually at one time backed a proposal that he has pushed quite a bit, the idea of a wall between the U.S. and Mexico.
Hillary Clinton wanted the wall. Hillary Clinton fought for the wall in 2006 or thereabouts. Now, she never gets anything done, so naturally the wall wasn't built. But Hillary Clinton wanted the wall.
Our research showed that Clinton voted for the Secure Fence Act of 2006. That was signed into law by President George W. Bush, and it authorized about 700 miles of fencing to be installed along the country's southern border. And it also authorized other security measures. It was the beginning of an attempt to pass comprehensive immigration reform, which obviously has not been passed.
But a wall it was not, apparently. Is that right?
That's correct. Well, it's a different approach than Trump has. Trump says he wants a wall that would cost $8 billion and be 35 to 40 feet high. There's a different scale of what they're talking about here, but technically they're both walls. Now, Clinton did vote for the 2006 measure for 700 miles of fencing along the U.S.-Mexico border, but not for the taller, longer concrete wall that Trump wants to build. We rated Trump's statement half true. It's partially accurate, but takes things a bit out of context.
That would never happen on either side in the final days of a campaign, now would it?
Never.
And this may sound a little paradoxical, but also in the debate, Donald Trump claimed that Hillary Clinton wants open borders.
We have no country if we have no border. Hillary wants to give amnesty. She wants to have open borders.
This comes from a WikiLeaks partial transcript of a speech that Clinton gave to a Brazilian banking group in 2013. Now, what she was talking about here, what she says she was talking about, was energy and, you know, trading energy back and forth across borders. Now, she has never been for open borders, and she's been quite clear that she is not. We rate his statement on this mostly false. Again, she did use those words. She says they were related specifically to trading energy. Her subsequent views and her public views and public statements on that have never pushed for open borders.
Open borders when it comes to immigration rather than trade.
That's correct. She's actually pushed for tighter border security, and she has pushed for comprehensive immigration reform, but never open borders. There's a difference.
Yeah, and there's also a problem in checking Trump's claim, or perhaps a problem also for Donald Trump in making it, in that it's a WikiLeaks dump. So is it verified, number one? And even if it is, number two, it's just a partial transcript of a speech, so there might or might not be more context to it.
That's true. Now, the Clinton campaign has not denied that this was actually said, but they have tried to give you the context that they say was missing. Again, she says she's talking about energy trading here. It has nothing to do with immigration. And her subsequent statements on borders, she has never backed open borders.
Continuing with Donald Trump's statements on the border, this wasn't directed at Hillary Clinton specifically, but he was talking about drugs and our southern border.
They're coming in illegally. Drugs are pouring in through the border. We have no country if we have no border.
And we found out he's right on this. We looked at a number of studies, and there's a lot of stuff out there. And most of the heroin coming into this country comes from Mexico or South America. From 2013 to 2015, the amount of poppy fields cultivated in Mexico increased by about 169%. So not only is a lot of this stuff coming across from the southern border, more of it is coming across as the years go by. We rated Trump's claim on this true.
The two candidates didn't just talk about immigration. Trump made a claim about Clinton's fiscal management when she was Secretary of State.
$6 billion was missing. How do you miss $6 billion? You ran the State Department. $6 billion was either stolen. They don't know. It's gone. $6 billion.
Yeah, and Trump gets our lowest rating on this one. He is confusing mangled paperwork with missing money. Now, the paperwork on this was bungled. It's the equivalent of you turning in, say, a $20 tab to your accounting department. They pay you the 20 bucks, but then they lose the paperwork on it. The money is not missing here. It's just the paperwork that was messed up, and he's misreading a report on this. We rated this one pants on fire. Again, the $6 billion was not missing.
So where did that $6 billion come from?
There was paperwork on contracts that was missing. Those contracts together were worth about $6 billion. Again, billion with a B. But the money didn't go missing. The paperwork did. The money was accounted for. It's just the paperwork tracing that money was not accounted for. It's a small but very important difference. Now, Trump read the report on this. He just misinterpreted what it said, and it's a big misinterpretation. Again, we give it our lowest rating, pants on fire.
And finally, this one produced one of the more lightly comic moments in the debate. Hillary Clinton, in trying to emphasize some of Donald Trump's claims about a possible rigged election, went back into history and talked about something he said about the Emmys when he was host of The Apprentice.
There was even a time when he didn't get an Emmy for his TV program 3 years in a row, and he started tweeting that the Emmys were rigged against.
Should have gotten it.
This is a mindset. This is how Donald thinks.
It was mostly whining and kind of good-natured complaining. He wasn't really saying
how serious was he about that at the time?
It's hard to say, but the email, the information we have, it doesn't seem like he's being very serious about this. And Trump never directly makes that accusation that the process is rigged. He did call the system unfair and political, but he doesn't go as far, again, to say that the process is rigged or has been tampered with. Now, there's some truth to what Clinton is saying here, but it's misleading. We rate her statement half true.
And there's still time to go before the election, so many claims yet to check on both sides, just not in the same room at the same time. Jim Tharp is editor of PolitiFact Georgia, which you can find in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and on myajc.com. Jim, thanks so much. We'll see you again.
Great to be here, Dennis.